Welcome to yet another episode of the Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Patel, CEO of K3 Marketing, a Google Premier partner, where we have been perfecting the art of pest control internet marketing since 2005. Welcome, everybody. It is May 2020. I hope everybody is staying safe. If you're going out there, please follow all the guidelines from your local and state governments. I have a real treat for you guys today. Usually, I like to talk about specific strategies in Google Ads, what you should be doing. I know the last couple of months, we've specifically talked about the coronavirus. And today, I want to talk about something similar. We have recently started a disinfecting campaign, sanitizing and disinfecting campaign that has shown tremendous results for some of our clients. And my colleague and account manager, Maggie, has been sort of leading this whole department. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce Maggie. Maggie, say hi.
Hey, guys.
Welcome Maggie.
PCIM.
Yeah, PCIM. Thanks for joining me, Maggie. This is Maggie's first podcast. First podcast. How's it feel?
Interesting. It's fun. It's exciting.
Awesome. Well, Maggie, why don't you tell everybody a fun fact about yourself?
Fun fact would be that I grew up in Korea, Seoul, Korea, and we moved to the States in the 90s.
Cool. 90s. Awesome. Do you speak Korean?
안녕하세요.
Oh, man. I hope you said something nice.
I did. I said, hey, how are you?
Awesome. Cool. Well, hey, thanks for coming on. I know you manage a lot of our current accounts. You're very hands-on with our program. You've been with the company for a little over 2 years now, and you've really sort of spearheaded this whole sanitizing campaign. So first of all, tell me, you know, how long has it been on for? And give me sort of a little bit of a background. Sure. I know it's very new, but give me a little bit of background. Yeah.
So basically, I was approached by one of our clients interested in this campaign, mainly because the products that they use in the field were EPA certified to kill this COVID-19.
Interesting.
So we started it about a month ago. We rolled it out officially about a month ago. It's been going very well. And we've been slowly encouraging other pest and wildlife companies to look into offering this service. And
cool. Awesome. Why should a pest control owner consider offering this service?
Mainly because it's something that is in demand on the market. So we have never dealt with this COVID-19 before, and it is a zoonotic virus, which means it was passed from animals to humans. Okay. In the pest and wildlife control industry, one of the things that our guys in the field focus on is sanitizing from these diseases. So it's really easy to, considering you already have the products and the license, it's really easy to just get trained on the sanitizing methods and go ahead and offer that as a service.
Okay. I know it's a brand spanking new campaign naturally because of this pandemic, but what makes our campaign or the campaign that we built different than others?
Yeah, great question. So the main thing in the beginning that really makes this different than any other type of service we advertise for is just the sensitive nature. Google recognizes that this is a service that is now in demand, and they have stricter guidelines on what keywords to use, what keywords we can't use. So marketers really have to get creative in how they convey that message to the potential customers.
Interesting. So let's talk about that, keywords. Like what type of keywords are approved and why, and which ones are disapproved?
So as of right now, anything related to coronavirus, such as COVID or viricide or even the word coronavirus, is not being allowed by Google.
Interesting. Okay.
Everything else, such as home sanitizing, office disinfecting, all those are approved, and they are able to run ads.
Okay. So just so I'm clear, you can't use keywords or ad copy with COVID-19 or coronavirus, but you can mention those on your website or landing page.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense. This may be a hard question to answer, because I hate answering this question for current clients or potential clients, is what sort of cost per click and budget should you have? I know it varies drastically, but what sort of data have you seen so far?
So yes, this is definitely a loaded question. It is really market dependent. It depends on where you're located, the demand for the service, as well as the competitors that are also bidding. So far, since we've been running it, I've seen a fairly low cost per click.
Can you give me an estimate? Can you give me some sort of estimate in terms of cost per click?
Yeah, I like to start between $30 and $50 a day.
As the budget, okay.
As the overall budget.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then what about cost per click on average have you seen so far?
I'd say 7 to 10 is healthy.
Okay.
And that's as of right now. Remember, this is still a relatively new campaign. It's a new virus. It's just a new environment that even us marketers are working in. So as of right now, that's a good start that we found.
Yeah, I would assume that as more and more companies get into this space, the cost per click is going to go up. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Should companies be targeting commercial or residential, or does it really matter?
That's directly up to the company itself. For the most part, I would say that the commercial jobs may be bigger in scale. So you will need to have the manpower and the training. And that is something to consider. So I would start with residential. And then if you feel like you could do commercial, then by all means.
Okay. Awesome. Don't really have any more questions. Are there any sort of key takeaways or any sort of last points that you want to mention?
The main things are, is this is a service that is in demand now. It's a new service. And if anyone's going to offer it, it should be the pest and wildlife control operators who are already licensed to use this program. Another key takeaway would be the strict guidelines that Google is implementing. So just make sure that you either work with your marketing agency, such as K3, or your Google rep closely with how to get creative and work around those guidelines while still offering optimal ads.
Okay, cool. One last question. Do you enjoy working from home or do you want to be back in the office?
I enjoy working from home, but I'm ready to get back into the office once or twice a week. Yeah.
It'll be nice. I definitely miss seeing everyone. So
yeah.
Awesome. Hey Maggie, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Andy. My pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys are considering starting this program, go ahead and give it a shot. If you have any questions or want to reach out to us in reference to this program, you can reach out to me directly on PCIMpodcast.com. That's PCIM as in Pest Control Internet Marketing Podcast.com. All right. Again, I'm Andy Patel, and I will see you guys next time. Thanks for tuning in.